Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I will just give you the heads up that today's program, I think, is going to have just a different feel. Whether that's good or bad, I'll leave in your hands to judge. I'm just being upfront with you. I would prefer not to be here today. I would prefer right now to be in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or, well, anywhere in Israel right about now. I have obligations here, as you know. And I'm not talking professionally. You know, that stuff you can put aside and move on to something else. That's not the point. Family, obviously far more important than any of that. Heidi is off on her musical adventure, and I think I shared with you in the past, she's been gone for, I want to say about 10 days. I guess I could look at the piles of laundry, and I get some indication of how long she's been gone. But the boys and I said, look, you work really, 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 really hard as the executive director of Cast Cats, and make no mistake, it's not an easy job. And so we kind of put our money together and said, you deserve a vacation. And Heidi loves music. Absolutely just loves music, loves live music, loves concerts, loves anything related to that. And that was actually her job out of college. And then she gave all of that up when we got married and became a full-time mom. I wonder if every once in a while she looks back and says, huh, I don't know, that other job was a little bit easier. But we said, you need to go. Well, we don't want you to go, but you know, you need to go for a little bit. Go, have some fun. So she has been visiting with one of our friends, and it's an interesting thing. Our pal Pete lives in London, outside of London, and he comes and visits us, and we have a great time hosting him, and then Heidi goes over there, and they've got the same sort of musical tastes, if you will. His wife doesn't, and I don't. So it's really an interesting kind of a thing that's developed through the years. But we're all good friends, and so we said, we're going to buy you the airplane ticket, and we're going to like put together a couple of bucks for concert tickets and hotels and all that other good stuff. And I made most of the arrangements. Now, she had to do, again, some hard work, but she did it. So that's where she's been. And so I have had total Julia duty. Now, I love Julia. Make no mistake about it. Julia is, no offense to anyone, she's my favorite person in the world. And it can be difficult. But we had one of these home visits today that I had to take her to school, that I had to pick her up from school, get her set up, and all of this stuff. And it's October the 7th. 1 year ago today, 1,200, 1,300 innocent people were slaughtered. Now, these were not people who were combatants. Again, these were innocent people. In fact, they were very young people, for the most part, at this concert, this Nova concert. And it was a concert for peace. It was a concert that these young Israelis were attending, were part of, because they were sure they could live in peace with people in Gaza. And it was only, I don't know, a mile or so from the border with Gaza. And in the midst of their concert, terrorists flying in, these handheld little parachute sort of things. And they just started slaughtering people. And as if that were not enough, last year around this time, it was the Hebrew holiday of Simchat Torah. Now, you may be asking, well, is today Simchat Torah? It's not. Because remember, we've got a lunar calendar that we use in Judaism. So it's a different sort of thing. But we are in the midst of what Jews refer to as the 10 days of awe. The time between Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And during these 10 days, you are really supposed to be examining things, really thinking about things. Hey, did I hurt anybody this past year? Could I have done more? Could I apologize to that person I did something wrong to? Can I apologize in advance to a person that I didn't do enough for and say, you know, next time I promise I'll do more? I mean, that's really what we do during these 10 days, a lot of self-reflection. And so I've been doing a lot of self-reflection in between changing diapers and cleaning and cooking and all of that good stuff. So while I talk about my family, and you know I talk about them a lot, and I get angry emails sometimes because I don't really care about your family. I don't want to hear about it. Well, okay, well, what are you going to do?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, I'm thinking not just of my immediate family, but I really am thinking of the Jewish people writ large. And we are seeing the most brutal, vicious attacks on the Jewish people we have seen in a generation or two. Today at VCU, you've got Antifa with bricks and other implements. Now, this will not make the legacy news media because there's nobody in the legacy news media that actually cares enough about that story. I'm not necessarily talking about reporters. I'm talking about people at the editor's desks. They're not going to cover it. I'm going to mention it to you. I have, as you probably know, I've got a lot of friends. I got some really solid friends. Let me tell you something. People you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, don't ask any questions. They go, okay, just tell me where. That's a friend. So I have friends who have said, you need to know what's going on in the city. You need to know what Antifa is doing. That's not just one person who has shared that with me. That's multiple people that have shared that information with me. And nothing's going to happen to these folks calling for the slaughter of Jews. Nothing. Colette McKeachin proved just the other day that you can call for the slaughter of Jews. And if you are arrested and charged, I mean, you will face punishment. You will have to write a one-page paper on freedom of speech. No telling if you can use crayon or if you're going to do it on your computer, if you can simply use emojis. I would imagine there'll be a lot of emojis in those one-page papers. Who's going to collect them, by the way? Who's going to read them? Anybody going to correct them? Anybody down there at the CA's office in the city of Richmond that has a red pencil that can go through and correct the errors? Or no, I guess not. So I sat here this morning early because Julia's home visit wasn't till 11 o'clock. So I had a couple of hours here to do some stuff, but I sat. And I tried to get stuff ready for the show today, and we've got some people that I hope will join us, and some people that they may not join us, and I'm not going to be really upset one way or the other. I'm hoping that the people we have chatted with will be here, and if they're not, they're not. It's okay. But I will tell you, because I don't lie to you as part of this program. Some people are very uncomfortable with that. Some people say, oh my God, that's going to make us look like this or look like that. Don't say this. I don't care. I will not lie to you. You are kind enough to listen to this program, and the very least that I can deliver to you is honesty. And I will tell you that I sat this morning. I got a pretty cool situation, right? Got to watch Julia, but I got to get ready for this program. And I'm sitting actually on the couch in the living room with the laptop looking for stuff. And I listened to a lot of stuff. And I watched a lot of stuff. And I just closed the laptop and put my head in my hands and I wept. So there you go. That's where I was early this morning. You're not going to hear the normal music today, and that is intentional. You heard at the top of the hour the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And I know there are people that don't speak Hebrew, and that's okay, and we joke about it on Fridays and say if you're Hebraically challenged. Well, if you are Hebraically challenged in that regard, that means hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. That's the fundamental underpinnings of the Jewish religion. It defines everything that Judaism is all about. We were the first monotheistic religion. Other great religions, the Abrahamic religions, come from Judaism. Now, you can practice what you want, and I'm not getting into a theological discussion. I'm simply saying that defines who we are as a people. I'm going to share a little bit more of my thoughts, my feelings on that today. And I'm going to invite you to be part of this. You may or may not have thoughts or feelings on this. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. You would reach us on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I'm just curious to know, is today's one-year anniversary of consequence and meaning to you? Did you forget about it? Because it's okay if you forgot about it. It's not going to hit everybody the same way, but I am curious because I'm here, and I'm going to be here until 6 o'clock this evening, and then I got to go take care of dinner for Julia, which is, again, no offense to anybody, far more important than anything else I'm going to do. I'd like to know. 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. You tell me. Have you seen quality coverage of this, or do you think it's being buried? Are we going to hear about the vicious anti-Semitic activities on VCU's campus today, or will that be buried? And what are your thoughts? 833-804-1140, Chronic Care of Richmond text line. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.